Hello out there, fans of insignia, regalia, and paraphernalia. Your unusual interest in symbols and trappings has somehow led you to listening to 95.7 FM, a low-power community radio station broadcasting from Davis, California, that refers to itself in the third person as KDRT. The specific show is a home-recorded 30-minute indie rock program called A Constant Grin. It enjoys sitting by the fire, romantic comedies, long walks on the beach, and quiet then loud indie rock and roll music. New episodes air on Fridays at 2 p.m. along with some replays throughout the week, and playlists and podcasts are available from our website, kdrt.org. First up today is a song by a new band to this show named Gut Health. This track is called Inner Norm.
Thank you.
To a constant grin on K-Dirt, 95.7 FM low power radio from Davis, California. The song you just heard was from a collaborative album made by the bands Buke and Gace and So Percussion. The song was called Ancient Tool Gadget. So Percussion is a group known for using very unusual instruments such as scrap metal, rocks, or flower pots to make their music, while Buke and Gace are a duo and they're known for creating their very own musical instruments and then using them in their songs. That track is off the 2021 album created by both bands, which was titled A Record Of. Prior to that, I played Bunny's a Swine. That song was called Greetings from the Bottom. They're a former trio from Northampton, Massachusetts. They refer to their music as slop pop or awk rock. Short for sloppy and awkward, they released a handful of albums and EPs during their tenure. That song is from their 2013 album, Calling Out. And I began the set with Gut Health. That track was called Inner Norm. They're a newish band from Melbourne, Australia. Their music seems to be categorized as post-punk or dance punk online. They've got an album they released just last year that has a lot of good songs on it, but the track that grabbed me the most is the one I played for you, and that one's off their EP from 2022, which was titled Electric Party Chrome Girl. So before we return to the tunes, I wanted to quickly give you a K-Dirt alert that you can come meet and mix with K-Dirt volunteers and fans, and also check out some live music with singer-songwriter Christopher Cassells at our August Sons and Sounds meetup event. It's taking place on Wednesday, August 27th from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. at Armadillo Music, which is on F Street right here in Davis, and we hope you can make it out and join us. And so this next set is going to be comprised of four shorter songs, all by 90s-era Canadian indie alternative bands. First up is a track by Transistor Sound and Lighting Company. This track is called a Puddle Cloud Love Song.
In dark, in bed, in dead, always, I'll try to close my eyes and lay with you. I know the things we say.
this merciless, a dumb intelligence. So take a stone from your pocket for me, and place it by the salty sea. Take a stone from your pocket for me, where the grass grows green by the salty, salty sea. Seaplanes make an angry buzz as you lie surrounded by petals in a glass-bottomed boat. So take a stone from your pocket for me and place it by the salty sea. Take a stone from your pocket for me where the grass grows green by the salty, salty sea.
We'll be right back.
This is KDRT Low Power Community Radio from Davis, California, 95.7 FM. This show is called A Constant Grin. The song you just heard was by The Dinner Is Ruined. That song was called Snow White. They have the distinction of possibly being the weirdest band I've ever gotten really into. Their music's highly experimental and diverse. Wikipedia calls it an improvisational brand of blues rock. So let's just go with that. It's definitely accurate for some songs and just wildly inaccurate for others. But anyway, Snow White's from what I think is probably their most accessible album, which somehow actually got released on a major label in 1993. It was called Love Songs from the Lubritorium. Before that, you heard The Inbreds. That song was called Link. They were a drum and bass guitar duo from Kingston, Ontario. They mixed 90s alternative sounds with some Beatles and Beach Boys style harmonies. I stumbled upon a used copy of their 1994 album Combinator in a Sacramento record store well over 20 years ago and then became a lifelong fan. And Link is a song off that very same album. Prior to that, you heard Sackville. That one was called New Homesteaders. They were a band from Montreal who made wonderfully damaged roots music, charting a path through country and pop traditions while distilling a wider range of folk, rock, and avant influences. According to their Bandcamp page, that song is from their final album, Natural Life, which was never officially released. And I kicked off the whole thing with Transistor Sound and Lighting Company. That one was called Puddle Cloud Love Song. They were a Winnipeg band. They existed for only a brief time, had only one album released, but it happened to be on a major label again, and then they just kind of disappeared. They're also another band whose music I basically found by accident, and then I couldn't believe how good it was for something so obscure. I was happy to later discover they have a small underground online following of fans who seem to appreciate it as much as I do. That specific song is from a self-titled 7-inch vinyl that released in 1996, but it is not on their self-titled album that released in 1998. So that's just about going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the show. I'm going to leave you with one final song by Mogwai. They're a Scottish post-rock band. They've been around since the mid-90s, and I was familiar with them by name. I hadn't listened to them too much, but this song caught my eye because of its title, which has some geographical familiarity to Northern California, although lyrically, from what I can tell, seems to have nothing to do with our region whatsoever. This one's off their 2021 release, As the Love Continues. The song is by Mogwai. It's called Richie Sacramento.
Crystal spears.